17th parak of Shabbos Mishnah Dalet. And the Yisrael Mekarokeim Nitzam Chutz Mimaseh Hakodum VeYotzei Shemaseh. Part of the Gedera of the Mukta was to prohibit the moving around, carrying of certain kelim. So Rabbi Yehuda says everything is permitted except a large saw and the blade used for plowing. The idea behind these are that these are things that have to be sharp and a delicate instrument, and nobody and therefore a person is miyachad lehem mokam. He puts them aside in a certain place, he doesn't use them for other uses, and therefore it's totally muktzeh. It's called muktzeh machmas his own kiss. Any type of delicate instrument that person wouldn't use for anything else except for the iser tashmish. Kol kelim nitlim l'tzarech shalei l'tzarech. Comes out of the Gemara like this. The klishim lachal heter, that's primary uses for heter, like plates and the like. So it's mutter, whether you need it to use it, or even if you're just moving it around to protect it. Either one of the two is permitted. If you do not have any use at all, which is hard to find to move something without any use at all, but if you're moving it out with any use at all, and this, some of the Rishonim hold that is prohibited, even if the Klishim lasts till it happens. Yeah. If the Klishim lasts till it is, then it's only permitted to be removed if you want to use the kli itself, or you want to use a place where the kli is. Otherwise, you're not allowed to use it. Yeah. That which you said before, that it's mutter to the kli shem after heta, only if you have some type of need for it, either for the use of the kli, specifically if you have no use at all, it's prohibited. There are certain exceptions to the rule. Kitzvei kodesh is permitted, of course, it has kedusha. And they weren't going on there to halal, and also food, and also the basic eating tools like cups and plates and cutlery. Since also these are things that are constantly used, they didn't make any greater. You don't have to limit your use of them. And the Yisrael Yaima in Nitlim Elo L'Tzayach. That a kli could only be used for its classic use, and therefore, let's say you have a hammer, you can't use it at all on Shabbos because you can't use it to drive in a nail, and you can't use it for other uses. We do not talk like when the family passes kli shalach tel yisa can be used for using it itself. We mentioned before the Shabbos says that if you do have an option of using kli shalach tel heta, then you should not use this kli, which is primary uses for yisa.